Hello, you're listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio
92.7
CFFM
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canadá.
Hello, you're listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio
92.7 CFFM Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. Hello, you're listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio
92.7 CFFM Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Hello, you are listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio 92.7 CFFM
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Which basically served the interests of transnational capital and financial institutions. And he said, for example, the G7.
Hello, you are listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio 2.7 92.7 CFFM
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, they get together I think that's kind of a metaphor. I mean, like, it's not that they get together somewhere and say, okay, they do get together, but it's usually extremely boring.
Hello, you are listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio 2.7 92.7 CFFM
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Like the satellite. And they publish
Hello, you are listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio 2.7 92.7.
There's no doubt that one of the major
CFFM
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
That's a huge industry. In fact, it extends over the obviously the commercial media, but the whole range of systems that reach the public, the entertainment industry, television, good bit of what appears in schools, a lot of what appears on the radio.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Hello, you are listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio
2.7 92.7 CFFM.
The greatest threat to corporations. That's from early in the century.
Hello, you are listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio 2.7 92.7 CFFM.
Hard to call on state violence. Not impossible, but that's hard to call upon state violence.
Hello, you are listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio 2.7 92.7 CFFM.
So therefore, it was recognized early on. The unions tried to combat it, but they couldn't. tried to connect. Consumption, and you go to work, get lower and lower wages for more and more hours and less benefits and security in a flexible labor market.
Sentences 1, 2, and 3. in a conversational style. Stand back. Don't give shots. How fast can you keep that sentence? We're next door neighbor over the backyard fence. Now drop your voice and we'll begin the next sentence in the medium-low range. Ever notice when you're looking for a gift for someone very special, you just can't seem to find anything? Ever notice when you're looking for a gift for someone very special, you just can't seem to find anything? Begin the next sentence on the medium-low range. Well, very often it's because someone very special, you just can't seem to find anything. Ever notice when you're looking for a gift for someone very special, you just can't seem to find anything?
Alice took up the fan and gloves, and as the hall was very hot, she kept fanning herself all the time. She went up and talked to the darkness.
Ever notice when you're looking for a gift for someone very special,
you just can't seem to find anything? Alice took up the fan and gloves, and as the hall was very hot, she kept fanning herself all the time. She went up and talked to the darkness.
Ever notice when you're looking for a gift for someone very special,
you just can't seem to find anything?
It's too bad that it is. She said these words, her
She had wept, but she was 9 feet high. "I wish I hadn't cried so much," said Alice, as she swam about trying to find her way out. "I shall be punished for it now, I suppose, by being drowned in my own tears. That will be a queer thing, to be sure. However, everything is queer today." Just then, she heard something splash about in the pool a little way off, and she swam nearer to make out what it was. First, she thought it must be a walrus. It was a part of the sea. But then she remembered how it was. She soon made her way to the top of the mountain. To speak to this mouse, everything is so out of the way down here that I should think very likely it can talk. At any rate, there's no harm in trying. So she began. "Oh, Mouse, do you know the way out of this pool? I am very tired of swimming about here. Oh, Mouse." Alice thought this must be the right way of speaking to a mouse. She had never done such a thing before. She remembered having seen her brother's Latin grammar. Mouse of a mouse, to a mouse, oh, mouse. The mouse looked at her brother inquisitively. She had never done it. It seemed to her to wink one of its little eyes, but it said nothing. Mouse of a mouse. "Perhaps it doesn't understand English," thought Alice. "I dare say it's a French mouse. Come over with William the Conqueror to end with all her knowledge of this language." Alice had no clear notion how long it would end with understanding English. So she began again, "Dare say it's a French mouse," which was the first sentence in her French lesson book. The mouse gave a sudden leap out of the water and seemed to quiver all over the floor. Called softly after it, "Mouse dear, do come back again, and I won't talk about cats or dogs either, if you don't like them." When the mouse heard this, it turned round and swam slowly back. Its face was quite pale, suddenly passionate, and it said in a low, trembling voice, "Let us get to the shore, and then I'll tell you my history. It turned round and you'll understand why it is that I hate cats and dogs." It was high time to go, for the pool was getting quite crowded with birds and fish.
fallen into it. There was a duck and a dodo, a lory and an eaglet, and several other curious creatures. Alice led the way, and the whole party swam to the shore. End of chapter 2. There was a duck and a dodo, a lory and an eaglet. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Alice, chapter 2. The Pool of Tears. End of chapter 2. There was a duck and a dodo, a lory and an eaglet. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 2. The Pool of Tears. End of chapter 2. There was a duck and a dodo, a lory and an eaglet.
Thank you. Yeah. Počúvajte Trend Radio na chvíli 90.